Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, the 24th of July, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Less than 24 hours after signing an agreement to reopen Ukraine's Black Sea ports and resume grain exports, Russia shelled strategic infrastructure in the port of Odessa. Ukraine's foreign ministry spokesman, Oleg Nikolenko, said that Saturday's attack was Putin spitting in the face of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan. In a post on Twitter, Nikolenko decried that it took less than 24 hours for Russia to launch a missile attack on Odessa's port, breaking its promises and undermining its commitments before the UN and Turkey under the Istanbul Agreement. In case of non-fulfillment, Russia will bear full responsibility for the global food crisis. He also called on the United Nations and Turkey to ensure that Russia fulfills its commitments under the agreement for a safe corridor for grain exports from Ukraine's ports. Saturday was day 150 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Sustainable Technology Forum Foundation and the Mazovian Voivodeship recently published a Welcome to Poland newsletter with updated information for refugees. The newsletter is available in Polish and Ukrainian and contains updated answers and explanations to the 12 most frequently asked questions, or FAQs, by refugees arriving in Poland from Ukraine. The FAQs include information on how to get a PESEL and why it is necessary, how to find housing, medical care, work, and education for both children and adults, how to open bank accounts in Poland, and where to find legal assistance. The newsletter is free for download from the gov.pl website. Poland's tennis superstar Iga Świątek and retired former world number two Agnieszka Radwanska wowed fans in an exhibition tournament in Kraków yesterday in support of humanitarian relief efforts in Ukraine. The Iga Świątek and Friends for Ukraine event took place in Tauron Arena in Kraków and featured Ukrainian player Elina Svitolina and other special guests, including Polish junior player Martin Pawelski and Sergej Stachowski, who has been serving on the front lines in Ukraine since the outbreak of the war. The tournament opened with mixed doubles, with Świątek and Pawelski taking on the Radwanska and Stachowski, with the younger pair triumphing after a hard-fought third set. The match was made even more entertaining by the live commentary provided by the players via microphones pinned to their shirts. Proceeds from the nearly sold-out event will be donated to support children and teenagers affected by the war in Ukraine. The 767 edition of the St. Dominic's Fair opened yesterday with the traditional passing of the keys to the city to visiting merchants. Piotr Grzelak, deputy mayor of Gdańsk, opened this year's fair by emphasizing the city's reputation for hospitality, a mentality which extended this year to welcoming those fleeing the war in Ukraine. The opening ceremonies included a trumpet fanfare and a colorful parade led by symbols of the fair, the god Hermes, patron of merchants, and the Crimson Rooster, the mascot of St. Dominic. In addition to nearly 700 different commercial, art, and culinary vendors, the fair also offers a variety of other attractions, including concerts, DJ sets, theater performances, and open-air film screenings. Vendor stalls are open daily from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. until the end of the festival on August 14th.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and warm, with very little chance of rain and a strong breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 22 degrees centigrade, or 72 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 13 degrees centigrade or 56 degrees Fahrenheit. Hot, sunny weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for rain returning on Tuesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.